reading for this morning will be coming from Psalms chapter 1, verse 2. Psalms 1, verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night.
Good morning. I'm glad to see everyone here this morning, and I want to thank you for having me back this morning. It is my utmost honor to be able to come here to Tresvant this morning and sing praises unto our Lord and to study a portion of His Word. If we have any guests this morning, we want to let you know that you are our honored guests, and we invite you to stick around momentarily after services this morning and give us the opportunity to get to know you better. So there was a recent survey done of 2,000 American men and women, and there was a simple question asked to these men and women. How happy are you? The findings of this study surprised me, and I believe they also surprised you. It was found that of the individuals surveyed, only one out of every three people claimed that they felt true happiness in their lives. So why is this the case? Is it perhaps due to what we as Americans place our values in as a measurement of our happiness? Perhaps too often we measure our happiness based upon how much money we have. I believe many of us know between bills, between extracurricular activities, between our children, all the needs and requirements of life, money doesn't last too long. Are we placing our happiness based upon the social events and the parties that we are invited to? Well, I have news that parties and social events all have to come to an end at some time. Are you measuring your happiness based upon how popular you are? I'm here to tell you this morning that that will give you no true satisfaction in this life. So this morning we're going to take a very brief look into what God says happiness is and how we can go about obtaining it. If you follow these steps this morning, I can personally guarantee you that you will be a happier individual. Happiness is caring for others. Mark 10, verse 45 reads, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Even the Prince of Peace, the King of all kings, lived his life in service to others. And I encourage us to follow that Christ-like example. We live in a very self-serving society. Popular culture will tell you to just live your life. Do what you want to do. However, we follow that Christ-like example and strive to make others' lives breathe easier through our acts of service, I believe you will find that you will gain a great sense of joy and happiness from putting a smile on someone else's face. Galatians 5, verse 13 says, "For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." We live in the greatest country on the planet. We have the opportunity to do whatever we wish. We have that freedom. We can choose to use that freedom to serve ourselves and our desires, or to serve God and other people. And I believe that if we live our lives as Christ did in service of others, you will be a happy individual. Secondly, happiness is having a reason for living. Have you ever stopped and asked yourself, what's my purpose here on this life? I go to work or I go to school and I pay the bills and so on, but what am I here to accomplish? I plead with you this morning to not live a life wasted in self-service. Matthew 6, verse 33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Living a Christ-centered life makes life worthwhile. Acts of doing this would be studying your Bible daily, telling others about the gospel, attending worship services faithfully, attending extracurricular services of the church. When we do this, this ignites a fire in our lives for Christ and gives us passion. And when we are determined people that have goals set in front of us, we are happier people. Thirdly, happiness is taking a stand for something. There's a famous country song I believe most of you probably know by Aaron Tippin, and it goes, "You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything." This morning, do you claim to be a Christian? Then I encourage you to be bold in that. Paul prayed in Ephesians 6, verse 19, that he would have the courage to boldly proclaim the gospel to other people. Are you doing the same? I know that oftentimes the devil puts thoughts in our heads of self-consciousness. You can't tell others about God. You don't have the knowledge. Or, I don't want to be judged because of my beliefs. But when we step out of our comfort zones and be bold and gain that confidence in Christ, it will make you a happier, more confident individual. And to know that you and I can be a tool of our wonderful God to spread His word to other people, that brings great delight into your life. James 4 in verse 4 says, "Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God." So are you stepping out of your comfort zone and stepping out of society's walls and saying, "I'm going to be different. I'm going to dare to be a Christian and to spread the word of God unto others"? When you follow the crowd and you stand for nothing, you have no self-worth. So when you step out of that comfort zone and make a stand for Christ and for His church and for His word, you will be a happier person. Happiness is being thankful. Look around you this morning. We are abundantly a blessed people. We can be thankful in the blessings that God has given us, big and small. We have a wonderful church building to worship in. We rode here, most likely in our vehicles, on a paved highway that didn't take us night and day to get here. We have our health. We have our ability to comprehend and to walk and to see all the blessings in our lives. And when you reflect on those blessings, it can make any bad day better. Psalms 107 in verse 8 says, "Let them thank the Lord for His steadfast love, for His wondrous works to the children of man." Are you spending your time thankful for your blessings? Are you envious of your neighbor and the possessions that he has? I can promise you this morning that if you constantly look upon what your neighbor has and fail to realize the blessing that you have, you will never gain true satisfaction and happiness in your life. So be thankful for what you have this morning. Finally, happiness is having delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. That was our scripture reading this morning, and that's what Psalm 1:2 encourages us to do. True happiness is found when we choose to humbly walk with God. If we choose to follow the law and the entire law of God and meditate on it day and night, I can assure you happiness will enter into your life. Recently I saw a quote and it said, "What if we treated our Bibles like our cell phones? What if in the morning time when we're going to work or to school and we forgot our Bibles, we stopped where we were at, turned around and got our Bibles? What if multiple times throughout the day we opened it up and we looked into it and to see what it had to say? What if we found, when we found new things and concepts, new verses that we've never really reflected upon, what if we shared that with others? When Christ is truly number one in our lives, there is undoubtedly no greater joy in this life. When we seek to do His whole will and we seek to follow His commandments, we are promised an eternal place in heaven, and in that there is no greater bliss. So to close this morning, I'm going to tell you five facts in this life, and the lesson will be yours. You are a sinner. You are going to die. You're going to be judged, and you cannot save yourself. The only hope that you and I have is in Jesus Christ. When you make that decision to put on Christ in baptism and become a New Testament Christian and strive every day to walk hand in hand with God, it will be the greatest delight that your life has ever known. This morning, if you need to make that decision to put Christ on in baptism and have your sins washed away, or you need to come forward for the prayers of the church, if we can help you in any way this morning, I encourage you to come forward as we stand and as we sing.